Good morning and welcome to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. Green Chocolate Bar was developed to educate you on what's fad with your fitness and nutrition. We are pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought. We are changing your belief and helping you make real lifestyle changes. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call. 978-454-4980. Make sure to like our Facebook page over at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale. Don't worry if you miss any parts of today's show. We're downloadable on iTunes now. You can go to the podcast section under iTunes, search for Club Inhale Exhale or Green Chocolate Bar. We're also on our website. All podcasts are now downloadable from our website. You can listen in right there. Go to clubinhaleexhale.com, over to the right-hand side under podcast, and listen in to the most recent episode. Coach Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic.
You know, I'm pretty proud of us. Here's why.
What's that? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're going on number two times, I guess, that we've come to the studio to do the show, and we haven't been... I guess what I'm trying to say is we didn't have a frantic morning. Yay for us.
Yeah, right?
Everything was very calm
exactly.
This morning.
Yeah, that's true.
We even have our mint tea going on. No coffee. Yep. We're good. We're happy.
Yeah, I stopped drinking coffee about a month ago.
I know. Oh, yeah, altogether. I know. You're kind of rubbing off on me a little bit.
Yeah, well, have to. I was nuts on the stuff.
Well, you're
Some
nuts anyway.
Some people can function on it.
Yeah.
I can't.
It makes you a little jittery.
Yeah, makes me nuts.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of backing off because of my blood type, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good for typos.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
One of my clients, Miss Kel down in Rhode Island, her and I were talking, what's today? So that was Monday morning. Her and I were talking, and she's been trying to figure out this blood type challenge stuff and how to eat. And I've been coaching her and stuff like that. And she's like, how do I get off the coffee, Kel? How do I get off? I said, just nice and slow, honey.
Yeah.
Take it slow, baby.
Yeah.
So
One step at a time.
Yeah. So I'm pretty proud of us.
Good.
It's a good thing to be proud of. Trust me. For anybody who doesn't know us, it's a good thing to be proud of.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. So do you want to go through the list of what we have going on today?
Or yeah, absolutely.
Do you got anything you want to, any tricks up your sleeve?
Yeah. No, I know we're going to be playing a game, though.
Yeah, that's going to be later.
Yeah, it's going to be later on in the show. So
I'm
I want to make sure people still have the number, though. It's 978-454-4980. We're going to pit somebody, one of our callers. We're going to give away a $25 gift card. And
to Pottery Barn.
Pottery Barn. Pottery Barn.
That's all right. That's all right.
So we're going to give away a $25 gift card to the Pottery Barn.
Yeah.
They're going to play a game with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's you have no idea.
Because I have
I'm the one who has the questions. And we're just going to kind of go true, false, a little bit, you know.
So I at least have a 50-50?
You got a 50-50 shot and stuff. You can only answer it one time. Huh, obviously.
Imagine.
Right, imagine, you know. I know.
Good thing we clarified
that
rule.
Well, I just want to make sure I clarify it, because these days, you just never know.
That's true. You know? So. Are you saying common sense isn't so common anymore?
Well, I don't think it was ever common. You know, that's one of those...
People are just slinging stuff everywhere.
Yeah,
anyway, let's have
enough.
Some fun.
Knock it off.
Okay,
you know?
So we got a game coming later.
We got a game coming later.
And we're going to need a caller.
That's absolutely right.
To go head-to-head with me.
Yeah, and that's coming on later in the show.
What's the topic, though? Can I at least know that?
I can give you the topic.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Where is the topic? 11 facts about American eating habits.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, that means I'm going to have to act like an average American, huh?
A little bit.
Oh, man.
A little bit. So, you know, we might not
You're
do all 11.
You're taking me out of my coach?
We might not do all 11, but, you know, yeah. And maybe they won't be all true false. How's that?
Okay.
We're going to have to get a number in there or something like that, a number or an answer or something.
Oh, boy.
We'll make this a little interesting. Yeah. See how I do that?
Yeah.
I change stuff. Yeah. Just like you do.
I do it to you every week.
What's
and this
up?
Is week, what, like 32?
Exactly. And here I am.
Finally.
I'm coming back at you. All right.
Nice job catching
up. So keep the phone
up.
Number if you want to be part of today's show. If you got something to share with us, you've been listening in now. So if you got something to share, a story, how great you're doing, if you got back on track, if you're back at the gym, whatever it is, feel free to give us a call, 978 978- 855-454-4980.
Maybe even if we've had any listeners with an aha moment from something that they've heard from us.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah. And I started doing whatever, and it's working. That
exactly.
would be nice to hear.
Absolutely.
That would be nice to hear.
Absolutely.
But I want to talk about the winner of the six-week blood type challenge.
Correct.
That we did, because last Thursday mm-hmm. was our awards night. So much fun.
Yeah, okay. We had a great time.
Okay, again.
And that video footage is coming.
Yes.
And it's pretty amazing. We actually recorded the entire awards
the
night
entire
from
awards
beginning
night.
To end. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because there were a lot of people that I realized after the fact didn't realize we were recording.
Oh, we recorded
so
the whole thing.
So I can't wait to watch that footage.
I know what you're getting at. Ooh. I know there was a couple times I was
no, you know
close
what I'm
to the
do?
Mic.
I'm not even like that. That's just too much time no, going through
well,
it. I'm just going to cut.
Well, no, the editor will do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Our editor will take care of that.
Good stuff.
So, yeah. So, if anybody said anything like, you know, these guys, no, that nobody said anything.
No,
mean, of
my
course
God,
not.
No.
So,
no, we had a great time.
But that was the awards night. So, DJ Ernie Parent was there. He's such a great DJ.
Yes.
And he even came with a sore back. God love him.
Right?
He's such a good guy.
He just makes things happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty
yeah.
cool. He's totally dedicated to what he's doing.
Mm.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah. So, he was there. We had BATV cameras there, and Miss Gwen Steele was helping us out with all the editing and the filming and the microphone and telling us where to move when we were in the way because we're so not used to that.
Exactly.
That was fun. So we actually ended up with a tie for first place.
We did.
Which was so cool.
Pretty awesome.
We were shocked. We were like, uh-oh, now we have to come up with another prize.
A female and male winner.
Yes.
And within the female category. Two winners.
How cool is that?
Because they were tied up, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's
pretty amazing.
You
have to recognize them both.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so cool. So two of the winners, the male and the female, the first ones that we announced, they were on Coach Kelly's team. Pow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Coach Michael's team still blew it out of the water.
How is that even possible?
Because.
The male winner lost 21 pounds.
Hold on a second.
No.
Two of them.
I'm not listening to
you. One of them was actually on my team.
Who are you talking about?
Steph.
Yeah, but she was in the tie.
Right. But you're also not counting in like Facebook posts and all those.
Well, how can Tracy and Mark win?
We're going to get into this now? Yeah.
So we want to announce to everybody that Miss Tracy Bevis.
Yes.
Or Beavis, however you want to put it.
Exactly.
Won first place for the females, and her winnings was a couples massage for two.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
And a complimentary seat at Wendy Kaplan's Vision Quest Consulting Retreat in the summertime on the water in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to six of them.
Right.
They're amazing.
I've never been.
A value of, what is it, $399?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a huge. So she won almost $500 in prizes just for learning how to eat based on her. No, you can't. No, you could be the creep in the background if you want to.
What is all this? I don't understand.
What is all of what?
Somebody's coming on next week, right?
Miss Wendy Kaplan's coming on next week.
I'll have to question her.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why do you want to go to a women's retreat? We talk about girly stuff.
No, I'm not. I just want to go hang out at the lake, man.
Oh, well, that,
yeah. I'll be on like a tube out in the lake.
Maybe
care.
We should ask Wendy if we can just stay for a couple of days after. We need a vacation, Wendy. So Tracy Beavis won that. Congratulations, Tracy. That was awesome. And then for a tie, both for 21 points, was Miss Stephanie Parker.
Yes.
Is there anything this woman can't do?
I mean, she is just blowing it out of the
water.
Can
you believe it?
Completely just killing everything she's doing, everything she's touching. She has just become, the word I can only use with that woman, she's infectious with herself and with everybody around
That's
her.
That's right.
You know?
She's amazing.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
She's now part of our powerlifting team, Team Strong U.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our first competition this coming week. And I've been working with her over the last like 2 weeks now, kind of, you know, getting her situated in her head with terminology and lingo and stuff. And she's just awesome.
Yeah.
She's killing it.
She's rocking it.
Yeah.
She is absolutely rocking it. And I'm so proud of her. She did tell me she got her singlet up at Polly's the other day.
Yeah, you have to explain what a singlet is. Because,
yeah. Singlet is the team apparel that we have to wear that looks like a wrestling
suit. It looks like a wrestling suit. Yeah.
Like
if you've seen wrestlers wrestle on TV.
Yeah.
Not WWE, you know, although some of them do wear it.
I don't know what WWE. What's that? Oh, is that wrestling?
Yeah, that's wrestling.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about wrestling.
Entertainment wrestling.
Oh, the goofy stuff? Yes.
Hey, listen.
Sorry, that stuff makes me crazy. Anyway, so she got her singlet and she was so happy. She sent me an email because we're trying to hook up so I can help her with some computer stuff.
Right.
And she was like, "Coach Kelly, I got it. It's black and pink and it's so cute. And I got my shoes and my belt." And she's so happy.
She brought it in to me. She's like, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "It's definitely color coded."
Of course it is. It's Stephanie. Hello. Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah. So anyway, so congratulations to Stephanie. And her prize was a professional coaching session with Wendy Kaplan, again, of Vision Quest Consulting.
Yeah.
And that is a $500 value.
Yeah, and thank you to Wendy there for
Wendy
those
came
gifts.
Through.
Pretty awesome prizes.
Thank God for Wendy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a little nervous, like, what are we going to do? We have an extra winner. And we didn't even think about that. But
for
next year, we will, obviously.
Absolutely.
We learn something new every time.
Yep.
And then our male winner was Mark Lesniak.
Yeah.
Oh, put him in my pocket. He's so cute.
Mark came
what
to us
guy.
From the show, actually.
From WCAP, that's right.
He listened in and decided to take us up on the six-week challenge and see how it went.
Yeah.
Well, it went pretty awesome for Mark.
It went very awesome, yeah.
I'll let you tell people what he actually lost.
Well, he ended up losing 21 pounds in the 6 weeks, which is
six
phenomenal. Phenomenal. And
yeah.
all he's like, "Coach, and all I did was just do what you told me to do." He's like, "I just ate what I was supposed to eat."
Yeah, and not to bypass Tracy's results. She lost
12 pounds.
Yeah.
What was it? 5 inches and
8 inches.
8 inches, excuse
eight
me.
Inches.
And 3.something% body fat.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps right now talking
Steph
about it.
Steph lost a few pounds. Now, we have to say a few pounds there because she actually lost quite a bit of body fat percentage. Mm. She lost about, if I remember correctly, I'd have to look it up, but I believe it was 4.5%.
That's amazing.
Pretty amazing,
it's amazing
stuff, which when you take a look, it translates to this. 3 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Versus 4.5% body fat.
It's amazing.
Those numbers,
right.
The way they add up, how does that add up?
Well,
muscle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she increased her muscle mass.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
And she's 52.
52
I
years
just,
old.
I feel like I just need to keep saying that so that people hear that over and over and over and say.
And if they want to see her picture, I mean, it's all over our Facebook page. And it's facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
Yeah.
Just head over there. Give the page a like and you'll stay up to date with all the pictures, the transformations that we got going on. It's pretty amazing stuff. All the videos that we post up of our classes and. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is good. So Mark did a great job. And his prize was, again, another couples massage.
Correct.
And a $100 gift certificate to the Capitol Grill.
Pretty awesome stuff.
Yay. All this just for, doing a few jumping jacks, so to speak, and eating for his blood type.
Yeah, exactly.
No diet, just eating for his blood type. And he feels amazing.
Yeah.
His cheeks are nice and rosy. And, you can just tell. I mean, he stands up taller and he's already 6'3".
Exactly.
You know, he looks like he's grown to 6'5". And he's lost weight and he's done all this great stuff. So anyway, we wanted to make sure we say congratulations to them. Again, Tracy Beavis, Stephanie Parker, and Mark Lesniak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can find out if you're gluten intolerant.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
This whole gluten thing, we've had shows on it in the past.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to actually give
we
you
need
some.
To clarify
yeah, we're
going to
clarify
thing.
how you can actually tell if you actually are gluten intolerant or not. And then we're going to play a little game with Coach Kelly here.
Oh, dear.
$25 gift card. So stay tuned. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
So we just left off.
By club, inhale, exhale. Remember we had that conversation,
it's
Michael?
Fine. It's fine. It's going to be all right. You want to do that now? Oh, yeah?
Do what now? Have another argument with you? That'd be great.
Uh-huh. So.
What?
All right. We're talking about gluten intolerance, how you can figure it out, how you can find out. Because I think a lot of people out there all of a sudden see these gluten plans and this gluten-free and everything is gluten-free.
Mm.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it's better for you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's for you.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
You know, because some people can actually digest and utilize gluten.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I know for a fact I cannot.
Yeah.
And it's become, it just kind of showed its little ugly head, you know, with me more and more. Like, I always felt bloated and I always felt my stomach would just completely distend as soon as I had some kind of piece of wheat bread or chickpeas. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Blow
that's
my stomach
new.
Right out of the water. Yeah. And I love chickpeas.
Yeah.
But as soon as I realized it, I started noticing it a lot more. Once you become aware of something.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens.
You can
you
start
go
to
out,
pinpoint it.
You can drink beers and all that stuff. And all of a sudden you have like, you know, you just think it's just, oh, my God, I had like a half a dozen beers. No, yeah. It's actually the gluten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's something to pay attention to.
It's something to pay attention to.
And it can get a little nasty for some people. Like mm-hmm. their stomach gets really puffy and really sore. And
absolutely.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
So what was the first one that you wanted to bring up?
Well, one of the, we were just talking about it. So digestive problems.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, I think you just kind of covered all that, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll
talk about bloating and
yeah, the
you
bloating.
Know, gas and all
so
that
there's
stuff.
Gas. What, you missed the one in the middle? Diarrhea?
Oh, you're right. I did.
Yeah.
I did miss
you
that.
Know?
That was not
Wasn't
intentional.
Wasn't there a song that went with that when we were kids or something like
yes!
that?
Yes!
Right? That was a while ago, huh?
You know, I couldn't help myself. I'm like a kid right now, you know?
Coach Michael's really dating himself.
Yeah, I am.
When you're sliding into third and you, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to finish.
No. Please. Okay, you brought the whole thing back for me right now. You
yeah.
really did. Yeah.
My brother used to sing that all the time. He used to think it was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. What is it? Constipation?
Yeah. So if these things are going on, check in, you know, just check in on your belly and what's going on and what you're eating. And here's a great tip, too. Eat for what you're going to be doing for the next 3 hours. So if you're a person who sits at a desk all day, mm-hmm. eating a very large meal that you can't take time to digest or in 3 hours it won't be digested, it's probably not a great choice for you.
Exactly.
Okay? So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Just eat for what you're going to do for the next 3 hours.
Totally.
Anyway.
Totally.
Anyway, and then IBS comes into all this. I've heard IBS is a nasty, nasty thing.
Right. And for people that don't know what IBS is, it's irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. And that usually IBS will decrease when people mm-hmm. start to figure out if they have a gluten type of, not allergy, what's the other word I'm looking for? Just a sensitivity to.
Exactly.
You know, and we're not saying, you know, and really the people that do have true gluten allergies is something like 1% of every 4% of the people in the world or something. Like
right.
it's really not as large of an issue
mm-hmm.
as the store shelves will tell you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or because the local restaurant that has everything gluten-free now.
Look, we
actually
talked about it. Companies, they find this thing.
The marketing.
It's the marketing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're like, oh, the gluten-free, it's a craze now.
Yeah.
Let's get all our products up there and make them gluten-free. That way people buy those.
That's right. So a point I thought of earlier when you were saying that we were going to be talking about a lot of gluten-free,
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself again, and I will say this until I'm blue in the face.
Yeah.
Eating a gluten-free diet,
yes.
right, if your diet is based on gluten-free, it's actually one of the easiest ways to eat ever.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just naturally eat gluten-free. It's unbelievable.
It actually is because it's very natural foods.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so simple.
Foods.
When people come and they say, oh, I don't know, coach, mm-hmm. have you worked with people that have, you know, these allergies or sensitivities, or I don't think I can eat wheat because of the proteins in there,
right.
da, 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 and it's gluten. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, are you kidding? This is going to be easy.
Oh, yeah.
And they look
Super
at me
simple.
Like I have 14 ears and 12 eyes. Like, what are you talking about? It's
exactly.
easy. And it's, again, because of marketing, all these people put the stuff on the shelves that says gluten-free, like you said.
Correct.
And they think, oh, all this stuff is gluten-free. I should eat this.
Right.
Yeah. Look at the stuff that doesn't say gluten-free.
And just to kind of put it in there a little bit, gluten-free plans usually contain a higher content of sugar.
Gluten-free plans usually can... How's that?
I think it's got something to do with the taste.
Wait. Well, hold on. Whoa.
Yeah, this is what I've noticed from the plan templates that...
What?
Yeah, I'll have to show them to you. But that's the most common theme that I've seen. Is the higher intake in sugar.
Okay, we're going to have to look at that because I do not believe that.
Well, that's it's right there. Plain
Did
as
you ever
day.
Notice that gluten-free foods that are labeled gluten-free are mm-hmm. typically higher in fats too?
Yes, they are.
Oh, yes.
That I've seen.
And not that eating fats is a bad thing,
but
I can have a cookie, a real cookie, and a gluten-free cookie, and I'm getting 6 grams of fat versus 9, 10, 11, 12.
Exactly.
Well, I'm probably, anyway, I don't yeah, know. I digress on that.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm wondering right now if there's anybody out there listening that is doing gluten-free or they might think themselves to be gluten intolerant.
Yeah.
You know, give us a call, 978-454-4980. You know, we can help you out, make some suggestions. That's what we do.
Yeah. So I think this migraine headache symptom of gluten is very interesting. Migraine headache. There was actually, migraine and headache. What's a headache? I don't know.
Yes.
Headache is a fish.
Headache.
It's a fish's.
Cod.
So migraines and headaches. So people that frequently get migraines and headaches, try to think about what you are consuming for food. So it could be some sugars, but it could be a gluten sensitivity or a gluten intolerance. And there was a study done in 2001. It could cause migraine and strong headaches for the gluten intolerant. MRI scanning confirmed that people that did the study had inflammation in their nervous systems, probably because it's caused by gluten reaction. Isn't that fascinating?
That's some of this other stuff is pretty fascinating.
It's
too.
All,
I started reading through this.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Pretty nuts stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the next one, this is one of the ones that kind of like was like, wow.
Yeah.
Behavior issues.
Yeah.
So many psychological issues connected to behaviors like anxiety, ADHD, depression, constant change of moods can be improved by removing gluten from your diet. So
that's a little contradictory.
Yeah, I know.
You're hold on here, coach.
I'm trying to think this one through as we're talking about it, because there are so many kids these days and people that are actually put under the heading of ADD, ADHD, they're psychologically depressed. I swear, every time you turn around, there is somebody on something, you know, whether it be an anti-anxiety pill or anything like that. And for me, I know that when I was younger, probably 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was prone to anxiety. Absolutely. And I think it happened more and more. My anti-anxiety drug that I realized over the years, though, is exercise.
Yeah.
It's exercise.
You saw what happened to me yesterday, huh?
Right.
I did a little workout last night. Yeah. I did a walk with a client.
Yeah.
I did the gym.
It's the endorphins that get released. So one of the things that I also found out is the endorphins that get released within your brain. They say that the whole runner's high, it's the same dopamine that gets released. Like it's the same dopamine as heroin has.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what happens.
Your workouts, the intensity, the same type, the dopamines and stuff, is actually the same type of stimulant dopamines that they use within those type of medications for ADD, ADHD, and things of that nature. So they're triggering you to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what happens after you work out for an hour intensely?
You got dopamine running through
your system. All your extra energy out.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's true.
It's totally
true. It's very
true. This stuff is no joke.
It's absolutely true.
You
can even relate that to a puppy.
Right.
Puppy. Oh, why did the puppy chew my shoes up? And he's always in the hamper and he's in the trash and he's ripping apart his
pillow.
Have you taken him out for a walk?
Right.
Have you thrown him a ball?
Exactly.
And if you did and he's still doing it, then throw the ball again.
I know we're people. We're not puppies. But
I'd like to be a puppy.
We need the same type of stimulation.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and once
we get find some dopamine in the gym.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. So that's interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so here's why I said that statement is a little contradictory to what you were saying.
Yes.
And why, I kind of wish I read this a little earlier, but anyway.
Well, that's why we do this.
Yes. Well,
so we can get into the topic of conversation
like
this.
We are very raw. let's say we're very raw.
And we decided to do it this way because we can just talk
about a conversation. Say whatever we want.
Yep. Let's get it out there because there's many different opinions when you look at a particular topic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So this says that can be removing gluten. Oh, behavior issues, ADHD and all that good stuff. But then they were saying that the gluten is removed from your diet.
Yes.
ADHD and sugars. And you were saying something about you thought that gluten-free foods were higher in sugar.
Higher in sugar.
So that's contradictory to this and ADHD.
I know, because the sugar is what you... It's the sugar, but at the same time, it's more so the chemicals and preservatives and artificial flavorings that they're putting into those particular foods.
Yeah.
So things like yellow number 5, blue number this, red this. Those are the things that are actually being linked to ADHD, ADD, and all of those ailments. Or,
so if you're eating a blue piece of bread, don't? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you don't want to touch those. like the green shake everybody was so interested in over the last week.
Oh, well, let me tell you. I used to have those when I was a kid. I haven't had one, and I don't even know how long. Mm-hmm. One of those shamrock shakes. Sure. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Someday I'm going to have another one of those. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
It'll happen.
Just to get rid of it. I don't know. I think I need sugar because yesterday Greg and I.
You're going to be all right over there? Because I just saw this whole thing go down. I was like, wow.
Butterflies and bikes. Yesterday, literally, I go for walks with one of my clients. He either wants to do snowshoeing or biking or walking or hiking or whatever. And whatever he wants to do, I do with him. I'm just there to make sure that he pushes himself, right? So we ended up at Great Brook Farms in Carlisle yesterday, which was fantastic. And we were walking, whatever. And there's a, of course, it's a farm. They have cows, et cetera, et cetera. And they have an ice cream shop there. So somehow we started talking about ice cream yesterday.
Open.
No. All right. But he was like, I wonder when the ice cream shop opens. And I was like I almost snapped my neck. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's crazy. Yeah.
And then the whole way from the ice cream stand all the way back to our car, we were talking about our favorite kinds of ice cream. I'm going to need to get an ice cream fix. Oh, right. I'm going in for an ice cream fix. I'm just saying. Sugar or not. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what do we got over here? What's the next one? Keratosis pilaris.
Mm-hmm.
Follicular. Yeah, keratosis is a skin condition that is manifested by the appearance of rough, slightly red bumps on the skin. The issue is generally connected to improper absorption of vitamin A and fatty acids, which in turn are caused by damage to the intestines from long periods of gluten exposure.
Keratosis pilaris.
Yeah.
If you break that down, it's a little tiny red bumps. Tiny red bumps.
Wow.
That's amazing that gluten can do that to you.
Yeah.
How about fibromyalgia?
Okay, this one right here.
Wow.
Is like so rampant with so many people that I come in contact with.
Meaning people that have fibromyalgia?
Yes.
And do they say that they think they have a gluten sensitivity or no?
Now, here's a perfect example.
Okay.
My mom's. I love her to death, right?
Yeah, but I hope so.
This is, right?
Okay, you know what's so funny? You just said my mom's, and I was like, wait, he has two mothers?
Right.
I'm sorry. Like,
no
that's
problem.
How I do the same thing. I'm like, me and my mom's.
Right.
Sorry.
So she is a perfect example of somebody that will sit there and she makes a great homemade pizza.
Oh, I bet.
Awesome. Delicious. Love this stuff. Yeah. Right. But this is where all of a sudden she'll have two slices. And within the hour, she starts complaining about aches and pains. And
really?
Oh, yeah. It's totally connected. Totally connected.
That's very
bizarre.
And
I see it in her all the time. I'm like, well, what did you... She's like, oh, I hurt. And she hurts to the touch.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
There's people that hurt to the touch. And this can actually be very, very sensitive for a lot of people. You know?
So your mom is just sensitive to the glutens in the dough of the pizza that she makes? Or are you saying that your mom has a case of fibromyalgia?
She has a case of fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But obviously... exaggerated by the foods that she eats.
Okay, got it.
Directly related to.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that this is interesting too because they say if you have or have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, removing gluten might help the cause. Is what they're saying. They're saying glutens won't cause fibromyalgia.
Correct.
They're saying
the opposite
way around. So removing some of those things. Might
and
be
I'm
a
not
good
saying
idea.
That it's causing it. What I'm saying is it's exaggerating it.
It's exaggerated. Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying, too,
Correct.
Just in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad it's all a talk show then.
So great. Yeah. Two different languages. I'll be here all day. trying to decode what she's saying and what I'm saying.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes it's, anyway. So joint problems. Gluten intolerance could often lead to inflammation, swelling, and pain in the joint areas, most frequently the knees and fingers.
Yes.
Or if you have an overproduction of collagen, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Right hand issues.
Uh-huh.
So joint problems, a gluten intolerance, right? It could lead to some inflammation and swelling and pain in the joint area. So I think that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. You would never think, eating something with gluten protein in it would affect your joints. Or at least, the average person wouldn't put that together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, it's so very true. Interesting. It's very interesting. We don't have to break, do we?
Oh, we do.
Oh, no.
So I'll tell you what, we got three more to go through, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to come back with those three.
We got to do the little pop quiz, though.
Do we do? We'll get into the quiz.
Are we going to have time?
Yes, we'll absolutely have time.
Okay, all right.
So the number is 978-454-4980, $25 gift card to the Pottery Barn. You're going up against Coach Kelly.
Oh, my.
There's some questions you got to answer.
I'm scared.
I'll figure out what those questions are.
Oh,
I'm going to make them up in my head. Why not?
Hey.
Stay tuned.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
By Club Inhale Exhale.
Good job.
Hey now, what's up?
You know
that's
how
who
to
we
make
are.
Me
We're Club
happy.
Inhale Exhale. Green Chocolate Bar is a subsidiary of the brand of, you know,
what are you doing with your
hands? And stuff, but what am I doing?
I'm
flipping out.
Yeah, all right,
it's all good.
All right, so now as long as people know who we are.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to make sure that people understand that we're going to get ready to play a game. Right?
Oh, we should do like Family Feud. We should have Chris do some music or something like Family
you know
Feud
what?
Or something. What's your favorite?
I got an idea.
I like Jeopardy and I like Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
But I really think Family Feud is hysterical.
Yes. I honestly don't watch those game shows anymore.
This is
all
the
I
only
watch.
Music I have.
Jeopardy.
I like
I love it.
That's it. She loves this show,
it's,
I guess.
It's my favorite show.
Yeah.
I love Jeopardy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I can't even stand it. I love
look
that
at you.
Show.
Oh, my God.
I'm like shaking.
Your eyes
I love
are
that
bugging
show.
Out of your head
show.
Right now.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Wow. Okay. So the number is 978-454. I almost forgot the number. 978-454-4980.
Mm-hmm.
$25 gift card to the Pottery Barn.
Mm-hmm.
We got some questions that we're going to have Coach Kelly
oh, dear.
And a caller go head-to-head
okay.
and see who gets them right. And, you know, gift card's up on the line.
So do I get the gift card if I win?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's not fair.
No, man, you can't. Totally fair.
How about I get a steak then? Because I can cut now with my right
hand.
There
you go.
I can cut
there
now.
There you go.
Yeah, so what was that, December 1st? So what are we, 14 weeks?
Yeah.
14 weeks, I finally just am able to cut something.
So you go to Market Basket, grab a steak, and you'll be all set.
I'm not going to Market Basket for a steak.
All right.
Have you met these trappers yet? My mother would kill me if I got a Market Basket steak. She'd be like, Kelly, what are you buying?
Right.
Sorry for anybody who buys it, but
it's all good.
Not
it's
my
all
taste
good.
Buds.
So, we were just talking about gluten intolerance.
Yeah.
Right? We had three more that we need to go through. We just left off with joint problems.
that sounds funny. It's like
joint problems?
Hashtags, like meathead problems. Sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
There's not even any caffeine in this tea.
No, there's not at all. At all. It's
right?
good stuff, though.
It's mint.
Absolutely good stuff.
This is the mint one. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So, neurological systems.
Yes.
Whoa. Vertigo, dizziness, mm-hmm. numbness, tingling could all lead to an inflammation in the nervous system, probably caused by a gluten-based disturbance within the immune system. That fascinates me.
I am blown away right now.
Why?
By how much, if you're gluten intolerant, how much it can severely affect you.
Yes.
This is amazing.
It is amazing.
I'm really blown away.
Yeah.
You know, I keep looking at this stuff, and even the next two are huge.
Yeah.
You know?
But can I just put it, I think we should talk a little bit about the oats I gave you, because
yes.
my type O shouldn't really have oats,
yep.
and I was always wondering
and
why my belly was bloated and all
that
stuff.
High on the list for me.
Yeah, and I... And for the longest time, like everybody says they eat healthy, but mm-hmm. when you change something or whatever, and I even told you,
yep.
so ever since I stopped eating oats every single day,
yep.
my belly
came right
no
down.
No problems,
yeah.
right?
I should
Thank
have
God.
It every day.
Right.
And I normally do.
And it was funny because I think it was the very next day after I gave you that huge bag of it,
mm-hmm.
you were like, oh, I had the oatmeal today, and guess what? It didn't affect me. And
right.
I said, did you read the front of the bag? And you said no. And I said,
yeah.
it's gluten-free
yeah.
oats.
Yeah.
So interesting how that
it
happened.
Did, and with the first time I ate oatmeal, it did not blow me up.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
how
the first
cool
time.
Is that?
Because usually when I eat oatmeal, my stomach just starts to expand.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's probably because you eat 5 cups of it for
hey.
Breakfast.
I'm a grown boy.
You are a grown
and I'm
boy.
I'm just going to stick with that one.
We just want
right,
to make
Chris?
Sure that you keep
growing,
growing up and not out, though.
Boys.
yeah, as it. Long as you're not growing horizontally.
No.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
Grow up and not out.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so
right.
that was interesting. So people just, I want people to just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and you know what? Vertigo, that whole dizziness thing.
Oof.
It's huge.
That's got to be tough.
There's a lot of people with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they get a ringing in their ear sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
man.
Yeah.
That's no good.
That's crazy.
Huh, which reminds me, I should talk to Coach Jill. about that.
Why is that?
Because she was saying she was getting some ringing in her ears recently or something.
Oh.
But I know she, I mean, Coach Jill is a toothpick. She's so, like, she's so tiny and so small, and does Pilates and looks great.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the tightest core, right? Mm-hmm. And, but she was talking about her ears, but I also saw when we were looking down at the Cape Retreat,
yep.
she had, like, some wrap thing and some fries and whatever. She was eating whatever.
Sure.
She pretty much eats whatever she wants.
Yeah.
But I should just run that by her and just kind of let that get into her head.
Yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Mm. So autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases often happen to people who are gluten intolerant due to the inflammation and continuous exposure to gluten. These diseases include psoriasis, ulcerative colitis.
Ulcerative.
Yeah, ulcerative. Well, however you want to pronounce it. Tomato, tomato, potato, tomato. Really?
I love you, when you do that.
You're going to pull that?
So I was helping you.
No. Everybody pronounces things differently.
It's where you put the emphasis?
No.
Is that what
go
you're
to Europe
to
and they'll pronounce it some other way. They'll be like, blah, blah.
Scleroderma, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis,
yes.
multiple sclerosis,
yes.
and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Look at that.
When you said Hashimoto, I'm like, why are we in the auto business right now?
Nope. That is all the autoimmune diseases that could potentially happen with
That's a lot.
Intolerance.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I want any of those things.
No, absolutely not.
No. Hey, is psoriasis what? That one with your skin? Like
yes.
the wretch? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I was remembering.
And there's
that
a lot of people with that.
Yeah. It's a step up from eczema.
Yes.
It's pretty bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Got
I've
it.
Had a friend with that and it looks nasty.
It looks nasty.
Yeah.
Not contagious. I don't believe.
No.
No. It's your, it's almost like your skin is fighting itself off.
It's fighting itself
for no
off.
Reason. Yeah.
I had a teacher back in high school and he used to constantly wear, even like warm weather, he would constantly wear sweaters up to here. We finally found out.
Up to here to the wrist.
To the wrist, yeah. I know. Video.
People Papa. Can't see you.
Sure they can.
Up to here.
See me
Where
now?
The hell is that, Coach
see
Michael?
Me now? I'm over here.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Go.
So up to the wrist, right? Just wear these sweaters. And it's like 90 degrees inside the classroom.
Yeah.
Found out later on. Yeah.
Poor thing.
Straight up psoriasis. No. Just really bad cases of it, too.
No.
But he always wore the same type of shirt, too. Those shirts with the pads on the top of the shoulders. It was
Oh, like the leather.
Yes.
Like,
We're like, he's got 1 million of those. It's kind of funny. I don't know.
Yeah. I used to say the same thing when I was in school. All the nuns had to wear a white button-down shirt, and it had to be buttoned all the way to the tippity-top if they weren't wearing their habits. And, oh, man.
You got to wear habits?
I'd be like, yeah, well, yeah.
What?
The nuns' habits.
They're called habits?
Yes.
I never knew this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't spent time with many nuns.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to think to myself, there was one teacher, she used to drive me bananas, Sister Mary Elizabeth, right? No, Sister Frances.
Yeah.
Okay, both of them drove me nuts, apparently. But I used to think, wow, they have a lot of white button-down shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They must. But I don't know. I just find that interesting how you remember certain things. I'm sorry.
That's kind of what happened to me at that moment. Okay.
I remember certain things about your childhood.
And the last one here is hormone imbalance.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gluten intolerance is often connected with irregular menstrual cycles, infertility, and PCOS. I'm not sure what PCOS is, to be
no.
honest with you.
You know what? I'm going to look it up right now. How's that?
All right. That's good. So the inflammation causes a great amount of stress on the adrenal glands. And your adrenal glands, if people don't know, highly important. When you stress those out, forget it. You may as well just go sit on the couch and sit down. Just relax because your adrenal glands are very important in your body.
Exactly.
They could disturb their proper functioning, upsetting the whole endocrine system. That's a big deal. And to think that gluten, intolerance, sensitivity, whatever, you just recognize what you're eating. And if you have any of this going on, it just could be gluten. So what's PCOS? Did you get
it? Wow, yeah. It's polycystic ovary syndrome.
Oh, right. Okay, now that you say it, okay.
Yeah, it's a problem in which a woman's hormones are out of balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can cause problems with your periods and make it difficult to get pregnant. PCOS can also may cause unwanted changes in the way you look. If it's not treated over time, it can lead to serious health problems such as diabetes and heart disease.
Oh, that's interesting.
So what PCOS is most women with PCOS grow small, grow many small cysts on their ovaries. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called what it's called.
Right, of course.
You know, the cysts are not harmful, but lead to hormone imbalances.
Wow.
Wow, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
What are we
crazy.
Talking about today?
I know, that's
getting
heavy stuff,
stuff
right there. Woof.
Yeah. Can I leave this page now?
Yes, you can. Okay. Yes, you can. Stop shaking.
It's like a train wreck. I can't stop looking.
I know.
Wow. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I think we should also stress, too, the importance of we're reading these things off.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of symptoms that are connected to a lot of different types of things. So just because you have certain number of these symptoms doesn't mean you might be gluten intolerant. It could be something else. So what do you need to do? Go to your doctor. Yeah. Get blood work. Get that done, because that's the stuff that's really, truly going to tell you what's going on inside your body.
Yeah.
You know, it's the blood work.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. It doesn't take much to get that done either.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely done. You usually get your results back within a week or two. I know when I go yearly to my doctors and they give me my blood work and stuff, I'll get a letter in the mail, you know, and if it's not good, I get a phone call to come and see them. And I've never gotten one of those.
Nice.
Yeah, because he's told me that. He's like, if you get a phone call, he goes, you'd have to come in. We'll sit down and chat about stuff.
Yeah.
Usually you'll get a letter from me, and I'll just read off your stuff. So I'm like, when I look at the letter with all the, like, blood work and the tests, I'm looking at it going, I don't understand. But he says it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all I'm going by. It's
things
okay.
Can be crazy from your doctor's office.
Exactly.
So nobody wants to go head-to-head with me.
I guess not.
I think
people
are scarred.
So I'll tell you what. Maybe we'll go head-to-head next week. Maybe we'll just go through these this week and see how well you do. Or does a new client of yours want to play a game?
Okay, who? Oh.
Look at this. He's not even paying attention right now.
He's not even paying attention to me.
That's okay.
What?
Sorry, I'm taking care of business.
Oh, that's all right. That's
you mean
right.
You're working at work?
Yeah.
You're working at work.
What happens from time to time.
That, man.
Doesn't that
I make
seriously.
It look fun, but what was the question?
Well, we wanted to pit somebody up against Coach Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have some fun?
I'll do it. Yeah, sure. We got 5 minutes.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes here. So maybe we'll get a few questions and see how well you guys do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what does Chris get? What do we give Chris?
Satisfaction of winning.
I love that. He's so smart.
Or sadness from losing.
Oh, Lord. Which way are we going to go?
Should I let him win now?
All right. So these are basically a bunch of facts about American eating habits, right? We're going to go true, false. Keep track of your own answers. Maybe Coach Kelly can keep track of the answers here.
Okay.
And see how we get, right?
Okay.
We got a few minutes left, so we're going to try to get through as many as these.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
All right. I got my pen.
How's that?
I got my pen.
So.
Kelly versus Chris.
I'm ready.
Ha.
All right.
Chris, your ass is mine. Not that I'm competitive at all.
It's okay. I'm not.
All right.
So the first question, we're going to start it off real easy. I think it should be an easy one, right? So. In 2012, a study was done, and this is true false.
Okay.
Do Americans believe that doing their taxes was easier than figuring out how to eat healthy?
Yes, definitely. True.
He's going with true.
I'm going with true.
You're going with true, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is? It's true.
Yeah.
It's 52% of Americans that were polled believe doing their taxes was easier than figuring out how to eat healthy.
Isn't that amazing?
Craziness.
Wow.
Come on.
And for us, it's like a piece of cake.
It's a piece of cake. I'll go on Lucid. I'll be like, I want this. I want that. Look at the percentages. Here we go. I'm up and down and stuff.
Yeah,
but I can see how that can be difficult,
That's
too.
That's right.
I can.
I mean,
we've been doing this work for a long time.
Yeah.
So numbers in our head and foods, and we got all that stuff stored.
So let me put it this way. Do not ask me to ever do my taxes.
Correct. Yeah. We'll have more time for that next week. I was going to get into a story, but nah, we don't get time for that.
Story time.
So, all right.
Number two. Go.
Number two. Okay. Again, true, false.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to keep with that.
Okay.
Is it true that at least 1 in 4 people eat some type of fast food every day?
1 in 4 people eat fast food every day?
Yeah.
True or false? Oh, boy. Do I pick first? Do I say it?
Sure.
I'm going true.
You're going true.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going true.
You're going true.
I'm going true.
These are too easy for you guys.
Come on.
The answer's true.
Of course it is.
It's 1 in 4
It's so
people.
Easy, especially when
every single day, 1 in 4 people. Yeah.
It's easy.
There's a lot of people that drive through.
Yeah.
You know, those drive-thrus are the devil made the drive-thrus.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you have a job when you're on the go constantly, it's really tough to kind of sit down and put a meal together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you pack yours ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Just saying.
This one's not true false.
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking for a number here.
Okay.
Okay. And all right. So data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture found. That's right. There you go.
Sam's got his T-shirt.
Yeah. Found that in 2011.
Okay.
Right. The average. Now fill in the blank. The average American consumed nearly blank how much of food per year. So you can do it in pounds. You can do it in whatever.
The average American consumed blank pounds per food
per
of
year.
Food per year?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Right? Told you it wasn't going to get a little, you know, it's going to get a little
gonna
harder here.
I'm going to say 2 tons. So that's 4,000 pounds.
The average American, how much food per year?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you got 52 weeks, 365 days. You know what?
Carry
I'm going to say.
Times four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say 800 pounds of food per year.
800 pounds of food per year?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said 4,000.
Yeah.
2 tons. You said 800.
Yeah.
If you guys just met in the middle and said 1 ton, 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the answer.
I'm closest without going over.
Oh, man.
Right?
I was so going to say a ton, too.
It's
and I was like, double it.
1,996 pounds of food per year.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we have
yeah.
time for one more.
We
I
do?
Think I, well, not really.
All right. Then I'll tell you what. We'll finish them off next week and stuff.
All right.
So, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Chris, thank you for playing along. That was awesome.
I won.
Yeah.
You
he got
did.
It. He did. Stay tuned for next week's show. We got a guest coming on to the show.
That's right.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We're on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Make sure to download us on iTunes under Club Inhale Exhale or Green Chocolate Bar. Or head on over to our website, clubinhaleexhale.com. You can listen to any podcasts that have been downloaded there right over to the left, right-hand side. Stay tuned for next week, everybody.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com.
And facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.